datatron generator to the, well, either the horizon clocks or what we thought would probably be better, seeing as they are labelled horizon and GT, would be to interface the horizon displays to the existing GET clock, which we would be using for horizon, for the point of view that we have the Collins VDUs around the station in places where we don't have the railway clocks. That's what we call them, railway clocks.
Yes, very good. Well, yeah. Tell me this, Bernie, these pods are located where? In the T411? Level converter
cars?
Will they be located there?
Well, they're located in a little rack mounting card cage, which up till now has been down in the computer area. At the moment, it's just sitting on top of a shelf.
Okay. And these cards are somebody's logic cards, or did you make these up, assemble them yourself, or how did you do it?
No, Bernard Smith Specials.
Okay.
We've got a card cage which we bought from EMI, which is a local, well, I think they're actually made up in England, but we bought them locally, this card cage for making up this gear for doing this quasar tracking. And the card cage is available, and we thought if we used it, it could probably be mounted in one of the auxiliary timing racks.
Yes, that sounds like a good place to use it. How about the supply voltages for the cards? Bernie, do you have a separate supply?
Well, we could use we have a number of spare power supplies around the station. There are, I think we've got six for the one type of supply for receiver exciters, and we used one of them for this other purpose. And the requirement is to have three of these supplies available, and you know, having the two systems, we've got six supplies, so there's no problem in using one of them.
Okay, well, it sounds like there's no real cost involved here. All the displays and the hardware you have, it's a matter of utilizing station parts. The only thing I would like to suggest is a strong statement to the convenience and the actual example of the use of Horizon Time in the RM as to the reason for requesting this desired time display.
Roger. Well, I would think that most stations, you know, without any input, would automatically use GET, the GET clock and the displays for horizon time, because you've got that capability. You can set into it whatever time you like.
Yes, I go along with that.
And I imagine that's what stations will do. And it was just that we thought, having this other hardware, we can use it to give us a display of GET along
right.
with the horizon time.
This would be applicable to yourself and Madrid and Goldstone, perhaps.
Well, except they don't have these other little cards to interface them.
That's correct. They would have to get those cards, yeah. Okay, well, Bernie, sure, that sounds good, at least from your point of view, and we'll see. Maybe they'll want to latch onto it, Goldstone and Madrid. Cards are something that they may, if they don't have, may have something similar to,
that
could be used.
Well, these cards were just made up with, you know, transistor circuit. That's just a logic converter transistor and going to a complementary pair driving the line.
Yes, yes. Sounds like something could be readily available.
Yeah. So, see, what you'd like us to do is to put in an RM outlining what we want to do.
Yes, I think so. Yes, because there is hardware involved, and there will be use of a clock that was previously used for another purpose. I see no problem there. But I think it requires an RM, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll pass that on to Mike Evenin anyway. He doesn't start for another, nearly hour and a half. Yeah, we didn't know when we'd be able to speak to you. It just so happened we had to come in early for something else. So I'll pass it on to Mike and on to Jim. Actually, I've recorded all that we've said here so they can play it back and listen to it.
Okay, very good. How do you like your new job? You turned the recorder off, you say?
Yeah, but maybe I should turn it off before I say. I can say this, that my new position pays me slightly more money. That's the part that's nice about it.
Very good, very good. Okay, how's everything else over there, Bernie? Weather been good? No bad storms or no washouts of the roads?
Nothing here. The only thing that happened to us a few weeks back was the antenna was struck by lightning. And that put a bit of gear out of operation, but that's all in the past now.
Is that right? How long ago was that?
Oh, how long ago, John? About three or four weeks.
Hmm.
Yeah, we've had the Colt house struck by lightning quite frequently, but this is the first time that the 85-foot antenna has been struck. It struck right at the top of the actives. On the feed for the AX system and blew the top off that.
About that. Similar conditions exist at Tidman Biller as well, or is it more unique to your high elevation position?
I don't know. I suspect we probably get more electrical storm activity up here. I can't really say for Tidman Biller.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen too often. Put you off the air for how long a period were you off the air, actually?
Well, we're scheduled for ALSEP support, and we're still able to support ALSEP. The equipment that had been affected didn't prevent our ALSEP support, although we hadn't thoroughly checked out before we went into ALSEP, but what we needed appeared to be functioning, and as it turned out, it was. We had a problem, I think it still exists actually, with the resolvers on the servo system. You can't use any of the manual positioning facilities. Like you can't press the button and go to stow or across to Coltair. You've got to use other means to drive it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it didn't put you out of business completely and that everything seems to be relatively normal now.
Well, if it only happens once every 6 years, we'll probably be right for Skylab.
Yeah, let's hope so. Okay, Bernie, well, I guess in that case, we'll just sign off here, and nice talking to you again.
Yeah, it's been nice to talk to you again.
How's the family? Is it the same size as it was a year ago?
Same size as a year ago. I think when I was over at your place, I only had two, but I've got three now.
Very good, very good. Very good, Bernie. Well, keep up the good work.
I think we'll call the stop at three.
Okay. Okay, take care, and I'm going to sign off. Got it out.
Howdy, Suckle Hat.